Love to play with the boys. We all know that. We know how enjoyable it is to play with little boys and big boys too. We're going to talk about the big boys today. We'll save the little boys for another time. We'll save the talk of playing with small children, small male children, for another show. That's love to play with a boy. Anywho, Sports Mass Collective, episode 60. Whoa, the big 60. So many podcasts, especially so many sports podcasts, have come and gone in the time that we've put together 60 episodes. Survival of the fittest, just like sports. My God. Sorry to scare you with that, folks. Do your sports fucking podcasters look like that, huh? I doubt it. That's why this is the best sports podcast in all the land, and that's why you're listening to it. God bless you. God bless you for tuning in. If you're watching live, great. If you're listening or watching later, great, great. But yeah, it's true. Look at your sports podcast. It's like personal trainers. Do you want a fat load personal trainer if he knows his shit? Because that means he doesn't practice what he preaches. Do you want your sportcasters to be fat, doughy comedians? I don't think so. Oh, he went to the gym today. It's a sports podcast, a sports and fitness podcast, maybe even truly. What do we do today, you ask? Oh, that's easy. I'll tell you. Well, we started with running 2 miles. Well, we ran 3 miles, the last mile of which was intervals on the old treadmill. Then we did buys and tries today, folks. We did buys and tries. So the first, second, this is good. This is educational. This is why we're all here, to learn. You're learning from an old American, an elite level athlete, and just a great sports mind on top of it. We lifted buys and tries. Emphasis on bye. No, I'm straight. We started with on the incline bench. We did the tricep presses, hands close together, just like this, folks. Do it with me at home now. Hands close together on the bar. You're not going to go wide out like you would with a normal press. Hands close together, folks, and we're just going here to here. We're not going all the way down. We're keeping that tension on the triceps. Always important to remember. It's literally physically important to remember what muscle you're actually working on. We're going to squeeze at the top of that tricep press there. Okay, so we started with that. Now the kid put 55 on each side on the barbell for that one, of course. From there, of course, I always do, I superset everything. So right after the tricep press, we went to a 30-pound barbell press for you landlubbers and fat loads. The barbell is the long weight, not a dumbbell. Long weight, and we're doing single-arm barbell curls. So you have the weights on either side. I like the barbell curls because it makes you, because you have to balance it while you're lifting. It really fires off those fast twitchers. That's how you get one of these things, this big fucking thing right here that'll crush your mother's pussy in half. That's how you get these, doing barbell, one-arm, single-arm barbell curls. After that, we do the on-the-ground body weight tricep extensions. So you on the ground now. We're on the ground, hands behind your back, behind your shoulders, and we're pressing up and down, legs out in front. Not going to do the whole thing. We did that, and we finished with plate curls. You get the 45-pound plate, thumbs inside. We're holding it like this. We're not using our thumbs in the holes. We're using the thumbs outside because it keeps the weight on the meat. We keep it on the big boys. Put the thumbs inside. Then you get the forearms involved. That's not what we're lifting, were we? No, we're lifting buys. So you grab the 45-pound plate, thumbs in. We're not using our thumbs, and we're curling the plate. So that's one circuit. We did that four times. Then we moved. Oh, mind you, that's one circuit repeated four times. Tell your mom. Tell your lazy dad. Then we move over. We're going to the TRX cables. We're doing hanging body weight curls, pulling yourself up, hands keeping above your head, pulling the handles to the top of your head, curls. Then we're switching it. We're leaning forward. We're letting our bodies fall into the tricep extension and then pushing ourselves out, keeping it on these tries, folks. Look at those, the three heads of the apocalypse right there. After the TRX curls and extensions, we moved down. We then did the reverse grip curl. That means hands facing down, and we're curling it. You just saw it right there, folks, what it hits. You're going to hit the inside of the biceps with the overhand curls. Also hit those forearms. Ladies love that. Look at that thing. Oh my God, basically RoboCop. So TRX curls, tricep extensions with the TRXs, overhand curls. And then we finish, of course, on your back. We're going fast twitch, tri extensions, pushing them down towards your cock if you're on your back like that. And we repeated that three times. And that's all you needed. Again, that was under a half hour. Anyone who lifts. And then I did, just to finish it off, and then, of course, I did another hour on the elliptical, because that's how you do it. A lot of people want results, don't want to put in the work. There are no shortcuts. You have to put in the time. But what I was about to say, lifting-wise, there's never a reason to lift more than 20 or 30 minutes. If you're lifting longer than that, call me, and I'll call you a fucking moron, because that is not proper lifting. There's no reason to lift more than 20 to 30 minutes. You only need two, maybe three of those supersets I just listed for any body part. If you lift more than 20 or 30 minutes, you're an idiot, uneducated as well, because once your muscles are already fatigued, all you can do is hurt them at that point. So don't be an idiot. You should never lift for more than 20 or 30 minutes. If you're doing more than that, you're doing something wrong, or you're talking too much, or you're just a idiot, mongoloid. And then, of course, like I said, an hour on the elliptical. Oh, just a little background to start the program. Very educational. All right, let's get into the sports. What the fuck is the date? Who cares? It's 70 degrees out. The world is ending. I'm about to be homeless. November 17th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2023. Let's touch on the game last night, because it was a big game going into it. Turned out to be a bit of a dud entertainment wise. The Ravens and Bengals last night. And the big story, Joe Burrow out. Left in the second quarter, wrist injury, throwing hand wrist injury, which is new. Bueno, I don't know if you've seen yet. This is why I do this job. This is a job. This is a real job, by the way. Since the injury, we've seen video. Oh my God. My God, folks, look at that. Jesus Christ. Do your fucking podcast host look like this? I'll kill all you cocksucking motherfuckers. Ooh, I just hurt my shoulder doing that. I really did. Shit. And somebody send money for the ER. Since that's happened, a video has surfaced of Joe Burrow arriving before the game with his wrist wrapped in a brace. Interesting. And what you didn't want to see, what is a bad sign. Well, first, if you've seen afterwards, he fell and put his hand down first on one play. And then what you never want to see if you're a Bengals fan or just a Burrow fan, and he is a beautiful, beautiful boy. Maybe my favorite beautiful boy. I know White Julio would say Justin Herbert, but I love me some so thorough Joe Burrow, Joe Cool. You never want to see him on the pass and wincing in pain, contact-free injury. Big news out of that game. Burrow out. Ravens did what they had to do from there. Good for them. What was my other note? So yeah, the Bengals now all of a sudden after riding high for a few weeks, and you know me, if you watch the show, big fan of the, I was on the, always have been on the Bengals bandwagon, as I believe I should be. Very talented, one of the great quarterbacks in the league, a lot of talent around him. However, now, after that game, the Bengals at 5-5, they're all of a sudden 1-5 in that division, which is a very good division. And all of a sudden, the Bengals are on the outside looking in for the playoffs. They're going to tell you they still have a chance, but at 5-5 in that division, without a healthy Joe Burrow, that could have been their swan song last night, all things considered. And then, of course, other big news in that game, secondary, only because Joe Burrow's injury is a Mark Andrews done for the year, the Ravens star tight end done for the season. So the Ravens have a dynamic offense. I don't think Mark Andrews, I know he's a great player. I understand all the stats and where he ranks in the league, Mark Andrews. But they're a dynamic team. I'm not saying they're going to plug in a tight end who's going to do the same things as Andrews. He's similar to Kelsey, big body, skilled hands. Doesn't mind taking some punishment. So happy trails to Mark Andrews till next year. But I don't think the Ravens, this isn't a killer for the Ravens. It doesn't help the Ravens. But they did it last night with Adam. Made easy work with the Bengals without Joe Burrow. So that was last evening, folks. All right. Do I have anything for the other sports this week? I do not, because I don't fucking care. Nothing exciting enough. I won some parlays because I'm a genius, but nothing great. Sorry, I'm just checking the chat now. As always, the ground rules for Sports Mass Collective. Poor people chats, as I usually do myself. Poor people chats will be read at intermittent times. So at the show, super chats, questions, queries read immediately. If you have any questions for a former All-American, also former National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer, please put them in the chat. And just an overall sports czar, sports and life czar. I'm basically a philosopher, the Nostradamus of our time. There's leaf blowers outside. I hope this mic doesn't pick it up. If it does, frankly, I don't fucking care. Little Emmy gifted 10 Ski Mask Media memberships. Wow, starting the day off right. Thanks, Little Emmy. Little Emmy, friend of the show, beautiful girl. My kind of girl. Not to get too weird off the bat, but 10 memberships, she deserves a little something. Yeah, I saw a pic of her. My kind of lady. Nice, normal. Natural beauty. Anywho, this is getting weird. Now back to football. So that's what's going on. I don't think you can hear the. Can you hear the thing? He'll be done soon. I don't give a fuck. You know what? No guest today. We had the great Julio. I don't think you can really hear it, right? I don't think you're. Nah, it's in the background. Who gives a fuck? We had the great Julio last week, and we had who do we have the week? I think I did a solo, so kind of on a unplanned schedule of every other week having a guest. I don't mind that. I don't mind doing it that way anyway. Because as you know, let's all say it together: guests are gay. That's right. And what's the other thing we say, folks? Come on, if you watch the show, what does every team want? Say it with me: a mobile black quarterback. That's what wins in this league. Ask the Minnesota Vikings and Josh Dobbs. Also ask the Jets with dumb white can't control himself in the pocket, Zach Wilson. On that note, let's start with the Jets game from last week. Unfortunately, essentially this game went as expected. And just in broad strokes, before I get into a couple specifics, I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this game because it was the Jets-Raiders game because it was just a debacle, as it always. But I'm talking to people this week. I told everybody the same thing. It's just amazing. Well, not amazing. It's typical. The Jets just play the same. They play the same game again. Same game they played against the Chargers, basically. Long story short, zero defense shows up. I think the Raiders, did the Raiders score? I don't think the Raiders scored a touchdown. I think they had one touchdown. We don't fact check here. But once again, the defense essentially did their job. I mean, listen, were there some plays they could have gotten back? Yeah. But at the end of the day, they did their job with any kind of offense. It's the same story. This is why I'm not going to spend a ton of time here. Same story as last week. Same story has been pretty much all year. There is no offense. The coach continues to back up Zach Wilson for God knows what reason. Zach Wilson continues to be lost in the pocket. And listen, not all on Zach Wilson. I'm not. It is a lot of Zach Wilson, but when you get sacked 8 times, I mean, there's not much you're going to be able to do. And the offensive line, there's just nothing there. And the Jets really have not done much to get it going. But it's the same story. Same story. You could rewind the tape to episode 59 last week. Nathaniel Hackett with zero game plan. Zach Wilson lost in the pocket, taking dumb sacks, not feeling the pressure. Like I said, it's just the same story every week. A couple specifics. They did get Breece Hall scored on a TV. They had a holding. They were had a holding penalty. And they had a huge holding penalty, ended up kicking a field goal there. That was right off the game. That would have set the tone for the game. But another, again, goes back to the coaching staff. So many dumb penalties, terrible penalties in bad spots. That was right off the bat to start the game. End of the fourth. This was just unbelievable. And listen, the game we know was essentially over. The Jets are trying to rally, score a touchdown. Our tight end Conklin, first of all, they throw the ball down the middle of the field, which is fine, whatever. Conklin catches the ball, trying to buy time before these mongoloids get the fuck out of here. God, Jesus Christ. Conklin catches the ball in the middle of the field and they wait 8 seconds to call a timeout. He caught the ball with like 20 seconds. Salah calls a timeout with 12 seconds. I mean, how lost are you as a coach? Nobody's paying attention to the clock that you have one more timeout and he caught the ball in the middle of the field. How are you not? I mean, you don't spike the ball there. There's no time left. And that's what essentially they only got 2 seconds back. They gave him a timeout. They gave him like 2 seconds back. They lost two plays there, easily two plays, maybe even three plays, just by not calling a timeout as soon as he hit the ground. How lost are you? Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's on timeout duty. I mean, I'm past my wit's end with this Salah coach. I mean, he's a defensive coordinator. He wasn't even great at that. Let's all cut to shit. It was a minority hire. He says all the right things. But at this point, it's all hollow. And I guess the Jets had a players only meeting this week, which is never a good sign for a coach. I'm about done with Salah. There's nothing else. There's no accountability. It's the defense did a great job. Zach did some things we liked. We're just waiting to put, shut the fuck up. We're all watching the same game. And Hackett just stinks too. No wonder like I said last week, he was brought in to hold Rodgers' pocket, and that's about all he was good for because you see, he can't run an offense, which is why Sean, I'm beginning to come around all the way on Sean Payton, was absolutely right about this guy. Total clown, Nathaniel Hackett. Good riddance. So looking forward for the Jets, sitting at 4-5, right? Let me check now. Barry, you know, we don't have a producer here. Okay, I'm doing this all on my own. You know, one of the last, between this and Ski Mask Collective, one of the last podcasts, frankly, is doing real shows. Everybody else is reading super chats or stream sniping or has 9 people on the screen or watching clips. We're the last of the Mohicans over here at Ski Mask Media, still doing real shows. Rack me. Anywho, I was pulling up the Jets schedule here. Calm down, everybody. Hope everyone's having a great, great game. Oh, I got to make my picks. The Jets. Jets are 4-5, as I said. Yeah, playing the 5-5 Bills this week. Then the Jets turn around and play the Dolphins on the Black Friday game next week. So listen, I don't have much high hopes for the Jets. Luckily, I believe, what is it? There are 14 teams in the AFC with 5 or fewer losses. So there are almost, that's basically all the teams at least think in their locker room have some type of dream of making the playoffs. The Jets themselves sitting at 4-5. The point is there's no teams that will consider themselves completely out of it, which is good and bad, obviously, because you got a lot of teams to compete with. At the same time, you're not eliminated. The Jets sitting at 4-5 have the Bills this weekend, the Dolphins next Friday on the first Black Friday game, which is another money grab by Goodell. Don't get me started, just like the European games. So if the Jets want to kid themselves of having any hope of the playoffs, they have to win one of these games, the Bills or the Dolphins. I think they really need to go. They need to win both of these games, in my opinion. That'll put them at, that would put them at 6-5. 1-1 would put them at 5-6. So it starts this weekend with the Bills. We'll get to that game. But a huge game for the Jets. Basically a must win. Like I said, they got to win one of these next two at least. And they're going to have an easier time against the flailing Bills, by the way, who just can't stay out of the headlines. Stefon Diggs' brother tweeting about how he wants to leave the team. Josh Allen just he's just Josh Allen. Josh Allen has a Brett Favre in him where he gets a little wild. And listen, since Daboll left, he hasn't been the same player. Credit to Daboll, the Giants coach. Again, a couple notes from last week before we move on. The Texans beating the Bengals. CJ Stroud, almost as you can basically lock him up for Rookie of the Year. He's starting to not only forget about Rookie of the Year, he's starting to enter the MVP of the season. And this is not hyperbole. CJ Stroud is. Might start to enter the conversation for MVP of the 2023 NFL season, believe it or not. If you haven't been paying attention, CJ Stroud is the truth at quarterback. Beat the Bengals last week. And the Texans themselves, we'll get to them when we do the picks. They're going to believe they have a chance at the playoffs too. That's not a team anybody's going to want to play going forward. Dobbs and the Vikings, all of a sudden, Cousins gone, Jefferson out, all the turmoil, Minnesota. All of a sudden, the Vikings found a quarterback in fucking Dobbs here. Again, another quarterback the Jets could have easily picked up, just a guy they picked up off waivers, not a trade. And the Vikings making a run here in the second half of the season. Shout out to Aaron Imholt. Interesting to see what happens going forward. And then we'll get to and get the picks, but another huge game coming up, the Steelers Browns this week. As the AFC North, it's the tightest division now. The Bengals injuries, Bengals with Burrow being out and these losses, they faded a touch. And now you see Deshaun Watson is out for the year, so he'll be getting his cock itched by some beautiful Oriental, I'm sure. But still a tight division, all things considered. So the Bengals, we got some big games this week, including the game of the year on Monday night, which we'll get to in just a few minutes, you pieces of shit. Okay. Beautiful. Now we have the we have the, actually, no, I'll touch on it now. We'll pick the game in a bit. We have the Chiefs and Eagles on Monday night. Game of the year so far. Absolutely. I don't think anyone will I don't think anyone will dispute that. Game of the year on Monday night. Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl rematch, yada, 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 yada. Here's a thing to start keeping an eye on. And this is getting interesting now. The Lions are 7-2. Let me not speak out of school. The Lions are 7-2. I'm always right, exactly as I said. And they're playing Kelly Pismy's lowly Bears. So we'll get to that in a minute. The Eagles, of course, are 8-1, the only one lost team in the league. Here's the thing. The Lions could very well, if things go their way, if the Eagles slip any amount, the Lions could easily be the number one seed in the NFC going into the playoffs, which coming into the season, I mean, making the playoffs is one thing. Being the number one seed in the league for the Lions. Listen to the Eagles' upcoming schedule, including Monday night. Chiefs Monday night. Then they get the Bills. Then they get the 49ers. Then they get the Cowboys. Then they get the Seahawks. Their next five games, those are not, obviously, not easy games for the Eagles. They're going to finally get tested. They've had some tough games. But they've had a pretty easy schedule looking back, knowing the teams now. So the Eagles have a very tough next five games. Meanwhile, you look at the Lions' upcoming schedule. It's one of the easiest in the league. Have the Bears this week, then the Packers, then the Saints, then the Bears again, then the Broncos, then the Vikings, then the Cowboys, then the Vikings again. So given the Vikings, they're having a little resurgence, and given the Cowboys also having a bit of a resurgence, we'll get to them, but much easier schedule than the Eagles. So if the Eagles slip up once or twice down this stretch, it's not crazy that the Lions could be the number one seed going into the playoffs, the NFC, which is a wild thing to say, but very true. And you heard it here first, James Ostronomis. Hold on, let me sip this podcast, sponsored by Celsius, of course. We don't watch clips. We don't have guests unless they're in studio. We don't snipe stream. We don't fucking read super chats as the main fucking medium for the show. We don't have 9 people on the screen. We do real podcasts around here at Ski Mask Media. Hold on. Better bet your ass we'll get to what MLC's become on Ski Mask Collective tomorrow, live from the King Size, but that's for a different program. All right, I know everybody's clamoring to hear the weekly top 8. You know, I do top 8 of the league power rankings because that's the top quarter of the league, and I do math. Top 5 is for sheep. Top 8, Stanzel's top 8. Going into week 11, folks. I told you way back when in week 1, it's the quickest season in sports. Here we go. And I did take into account last night's Ravens-Bengals game. So that is involved here. Okay. Hold on. There's some clerical errors. Some clerical errors, folks. Let me just fix this for myself. Hold on, calm down. Who am I missing here? Jeez. Who am I missing, folks? You be in a state of pure imagination. You're welcome for that beautiful, beautiful version there. There we go. That's who we're missing. Sorry. All right. Here we go, folks. From the top. Top 8 in the league. That's a top quarter of the league going into week 11. The top 2. Eagles 1, Chiefs 2. We'll see you Monday night. Somebody, whoever wins that, is going to be number 1 next week. I know they're all they're putting on the bulletin board. The winner of this game is Stansel's number one for week 12. I know they're all jacked up about it. Going into week 11, Eagles 1, Chiefs 2, Ravens after the win last night, 3. I still got the Dolphins 4, and I still got the 49ers 5. As I've said all year, 49ers, good team. I haven't seen great team out of them. I know they continue to take care of business. Good for them, but Stansel's got the old eye test, and haven't seen enough to get break that top one or two. I got the Lions. I got the Lions after the Niners. They're at 6. And don't look now. I got the Cowboys at 7, who totally, by the way, let me just finish this. Cowboys at 7. Seahawks sneak it in there at 8. And there you have it. Now, Cowboys, a quick side on the Cowboys. Cowboys put up 650 yards of offense against the Giants last week. And nearly 49 points. I said they should have gone for two at the end there to make it an even 50, just to put a 50 spot on the lowly Giants. But by God, the Giants, you know, the Jets have our problems. The Giants are in a state of free fall. They have the same problems as the Jets and then some. As I said all year, unbelievable coach of the year last year for Daboll, and then this, yikes. So anyway, Cowboys 7 and the Seahawks making their first appearance in the top. As you'll notice, the Bengals I have taken out since that loss, taking into account the injuries, assuming Joe Burrow is going to be out, 5-5 in that division. You know, I was high on the Bengals, but it can only overcome so much. The Seahawks sneaking up there, not high on the Seahawks either, as you know, but got to give them credit where credit's due. They've won enough games to deserve it. So congrats to them. Congrats to those teams. You can tell your friends you made it. I know you all watch. You made it into Stansel's top power rankings for this week. Un-effing believable. Let's check the chat real quick before we get to the games of the week, and then we'll put a bow on this bitch. I think we did an hour and a half with Julio last week, so it all evens out. Might do a little shorter one this week. Flat Cat just popping in to say hi. Have a great weekend. Wow, the mother of the MLC World Podcasting, Flat Cat. There he goes. Everyone is watching Perry. Never heard of Perry. KB. Oh, the beautiful, voluptuous KB. If I could do it all over again, I would have made a move on her. I didn't say that. KB, do you do cardio before or after weights? I love the question. I do both. I do both. I usually do my more intensive cardio before I lift. So like I said, if you missed the top, buys and tries. If you missed the top, go back to the top. I explained the whole workout, and that's how you get things. If you want to look like this, do your fucking podcast host look like this? I don't fucking think so. Sorry. Back to the question. You can go back to the top, KB, but yes, I do the more intensive cardio first, get the blood flowing. So today I ran 3 miles. Otherwise, if I don't do that, I'll do the Stairmaster for 20 or 30 minutes. Maybe I'll do a row for 20, 30 minutes, but I do the more intensive first. Then I do my strength training, not always just weightlifting, folks, strength training. And then I finish with the, long cardio. Today I did an hour on the elliptical and I was done. I try to at least do a half hour after I lift just to burn more calories. It all depends on your body type. I get fat easily. I lose weight easily. So I need to burn calories because I get high and eat a lot of food at night. So I know my body. It's all what you want. Good question, KB. Thank you. Feel free to trade pictures with me. I'll send you a freebie. Just ask. Oh my God. Chris, sup, Stansel? I want more leg day tips, Stansel. I'll give you a quick one. Let me think of my last one I did. Split leg squats. So that's just when you have, it looks like a lunge, essentially in lunge position, but you're not moving and you're just dropping down. I don't think I need to explain that. From there, I did, I have to rephrase that. First, I did squats with a bench behind you to sit down on. So you go all the way down, you control it all the way down, sit, and then you're going to go back up. Makes you work a lot harder than just pausing and going back up, because you have to, your muscles relax for a second and then have to refire. There's a tip, and if you see my legs, you know these tips work. So there's a freebie. That's one of my favorites. I'll just give you that one. Put a bench or a seat or something behind you when you squat. Now, mind you, I had 345s on each side, so that's, my God, what is that? 90. That is, it's 180 plus 90 is 270 plus the bar. So that's 315 there, squatting it for reps, 8 to 12, no big deal. Let's move along. I do scrotums. Thank you, Jesse James. I do scrotum. When do you do compare scrotums before or after the shower? And I do shower at the gym. Oh, I get naked in the gym. Well, I was naked today changing in the gym locker room. If you're above the age of 25 and you're like still scared of showering, getting naked at the gym, you're a faggot. And we're past 10 minutes, so I can say that. But yes, after, because I like, you know, you get the heat with the scrotum and to get that nice hang going. Lady Slug lifts too long. Listen, I'm here to help. I'm here to help. But yeah, it's too long. Shouldn't be lifting. No strength training above 20 or 30 minutes. You're just wasting time. It's not that you're wasting time past that. It's like before that. If it takes you that long to do your sets, you're either doing way too many or you're not working fast enough. I am covered in sweat when I lift. Literally drenched. Peanut Gallery, which is Tubby. You have an open invite to Crash Your Mind. Just no ski mask. Neighbors won't understand the mask thing. Balls deep, Stancils. Oh my God, stupid fast. I'm sorry. I did not see this super chat come in. It would have been read immediately, as those are the rules. Stupid fast 31, Stancil Stradamus, please enlighten and also maybe show some skin. White Julio. Oh, White Julio. Beautiful White Julio. Here you go. Here's a freebie just for White Julio. Here you go. I can't really move. There you go. That's just for you, White Julio. Missed you. I asked White Julio if he could do it today. He could not. Golf club politics. We all understand. He'll be back soon. Thanks, White Julio. And that's all you got to do. Just throw a couple bucks. I'll take my shirt off. I'll kiss a guy. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be homeless. Kish, what's up? Howdy. What's up, Kish, if you're still watching? Sports is gay. Leo Gunn. The holiday party's coming up, Leo Gunn, at Sullivan's. Anywho, sports is gay. Anywho, oh, I missed a lot of super chats. I'm sorry. Lenny Sprinter cleaning up on chink basketball. Interesting, Lenny Sprinter. I actually won a couple parlays. There were 8+ leg parlays, but I was just betting heavy favorites on college. Maybe I'll look into chink basketball. Let me know, Lenny, if you're still watching, put in the chat how you bet it. Like, you just go by the spreads, you actually know stuff. Thank you, Lady Printer. Oh, Lady Slug, 10 bones. Sorry, super chatters. I didn't see these. Sports are boring. Here's beer money. Well, I hope I have work tonight. Most of you people with fake jobs or maybe even real jobs are probably off tonight. So cheers to you if you're drinking. Have a drink. Go drink. I would drink if I could. I drank last night. Oh, boy, did I drink last night. No, I didn't get that drunk, but I did have a few drinks with a Haitian American woman last night. That's a fact. Thank you, Lady Slug. Appreciate that. And I will use that for beer money this coming week, and I will be sure to give you a shout out. Waiting to hear, Gino fucking never texted me back. Maybe I'll call him on the show for the Chargers pick, because he never fucking texted me back when Compound is off. Also never paid me, but that's another, I don't care about that. This is just bizarre. Aaron, do the kids still listen to music? What kind? Aaron, are you an alien? Yes, people still listen to music. I love the question. I mean, if you guys want to answer for me, you guys know who I listen to, folks. The great and powerful, the ethereal, the cosmic. Some would call it music for space cowboys. Lord Huron, of course. If you need something to listen to, that's always going to be my first go-to. Is your real job a fitness trainer, Lady Slug? No, I was a personal trainer, National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer for about 5 years. This is probably a decade ago now. New York Sports Club and the Jewish Community Center, if you can believe it. The two places I worked at. I also did private stuff, private parts. Show you my private. Lady Slug, send me $100. I'll show you my private part. I don't care. I'll do anything for money at this point. Thank you for the question. All right. Thank you to the super chatters and the... Oh, sorry. Ball Zeep. I didn't see your super sticker. Good shit. Thank you. $2. I'll take it. $3. My God. Break the bank. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Of all the podcasts you idiots give money to, this is by far the most needed. I live in a garage and I'm about to live in my car. So, instead of giving money to ungrateful Kevin or these other people, give it to me and write it off. Put a tax write-off. You're giving to charity. All right. Enough not. Keep chatting. Keep super chatting. We'll still get to them. We'll do another round. But, folks, you know the music is coming. You know what time it is when you hear the music. By God. My sweet Jesus Lord. Almighty. Hear the music.
It's Vader time.
No, that's wrestling. No, it's time for the picks. And obviously, I'll keep an eye out for Super Chat. Just like James. Oh, my God. James R. interrupts my introduction, but I'm a man of my word. I read Super Chats immediately. James R., $2. Do you agree with KB? 50-year-old with a 24-year-old is wrong. No, totally disagree. If you go into the teens and you're above 30, that gets a little weird. But I think 20 or over, fair game, 80 and up. I think Kevin's just jealous. Who is he talking about, James? All right, maybe I missed that. Maybe I didn't get to it yet. Is that Dane Cook? No. I mean, one of the ladies in my harem is 10 years younger than me. So what did that make me? I mean, you know, I love kids and boys, but we're talking about girls and guys. Real quick, because I did ask Lenny to put it in her. I know a Chinese egghead who's up. That's how you know Lenny's a real New York guy. He doesn't give a fuck. It's my fellow tri-stater. Lenny's printer. I know a Chinese egghead who's up on all matters in slanty b-ball, mainly over-unders. Well, feel free to send me one, Lenny, Mr. Printer. Send me over one on Twitter DM. I'll give it a whirl this weekend. Set me up with a parlay. I'll throw it in there. I always see Lenny Printer posting his handwritten picks. I love it. The real. That's New York. You know, I think Lenny lives in Jersey, but you get what I'm saying. I hope I answer that question, James R. Yes, fine. Date as young as you want, old as you want. Just leave me the hell alone. Now, where was I? The music for the picks for week 11 of the 2023 NFL season. By God! We're going to call our Chicago sports analyst, more like it. If you know who it is, you know what I'm talking about in just a second. First game of the week, though, just to get out of the way, this is the game I mentioned. Big game for the AFC North and for playoffs in general. 6-3 Steelers versus the Deshaun Watson-less 6-3 Browns. In Cleveland, Steelers are getting 3.5. I got to take the Steelers here, and I understand they're begging you to take the Steelers. It looks like over 60% of people are taking the Steelers, but Watson out, and I know they've won with their backup Walker before, and I know they have talent, and then AFC North. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Bang the under. Any AFC North interdivisional game, you can bang the under all day. So bang the under. I don't even know what it is. If it's anything 40 or more, bang the under for the Steelers Browns. I'm taking the Steelers plus 3.5. The next game is the Bears at the Lions. And let's make a call right fucking now.
Hello.
Hello, Kelly. You're on Sports Mass Collective with Jim Stansel.
Oh, I am? Goody for me.
Yeah, you were just begging to be on it all day, just like you begged for pics of my cock.
Okay, I'm hanging up. If you're going to do this shit, I'm going
to
hang up.
He's talking about having a dry burger. I've been laughing at that all week.
Dry burger.
You're an idiot. Anyway, Kelly, you're 3-7 Bears. Justin Fields is back this week, by the way, folks. And Kelly, if you didn't know that, your Bears going to Detroit, who I was just saying might be the number one seed in the NFC when all is said and done. Bears getting 9.5 points in Detroit against the 7-2 Lions. Kelly, this is your team. This is your life.
My team is... The spread is 9, right?
9.5. 9.5.
9.5. Okay, Gino. Then I'm still going to take the Bears because Fields is back. Although I'm born and raised in Detroit, you know I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, yeah. You got to be torn about this.
So I'm torn, but I will take the Bears.
Tear your ass.
I don't know.
You just want to pick the Bears, it sounds like.
Yeah, just pick the Bears. Did you pick the Bears yet?
I didn't make my pick yet.
Oh, make your pick.
All right, I'm taking the Lions. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Lions -9.5. Lions one of the best teams. You see them in the Stansel's power rankings week after week, folks. And 9.5, no, they'll win by more than 9.5. It'll be at least 10, a touchdown and a field goal. Do you want to go?
Are people giving you money?
Yeah, James R.
Thank you, people. Give more money.
Lady Slug.
Send me money. I get 80%. Dwight Julio. Of whatever he gets, so
Little
so
Lemmy.
Know.
Yeah, and send us, if you guys want pictures of our genitalia, send some money over privately. I'll be happy to send some over, right?
Privately, we have a vast collection.
Beautiful menu we put together of cocks and asses. All right. I'm going to call our other Chicago sports correspondent.
Okay.
All right. Have fun. Go make white with an Oriental woman at a massage place.
I will. Go fuck Asian. Bye.
Not nice. There she goes. Kelly Pizmi, ladies and gentlemen. Always real cunt when she's on this show. Let's call White Julio, our other correspondent. Let's give it a try. Who thought all this calls for a Bears?
How you doing, Mr. Stansel?
Mr. White Julio, you are live on Sports Mass Collective.
Oh, what an honor. Sorry I couldn't be there with you in studio. We could have made out some more.
I would have loved to have kissed you on the mouth. And
likewise,
I'm missing
you hard right now. Very hard.
I'm half more erect. Ever since you picked up the phone, I've been growing in my pants. Now, your Chicago Bears, one of the staples of the NFL, a beautiful franchise, traveled to Detroit, an interdivisional game in Detroit. The 7-2 Lions, the 3-7 Chicago Bears. The Bears are getting 9.5 points. Justin Fields is back. The floor is yours.
All right, that's Detroit. Easy. Justin Fields is back, and it'll disappoint just like he did before he got hurt. Let's go for that first round pick. Our first. I think we have 2 in the top 5 right now.
Good
for them beating Carolina. That's the only thing they needed to do. Bears top 5 pick. Plus, I would go plus 14 against the Lions.
Ooh, do a little custom game line. There's a nice one for our better gamblers out there. A little custom line. Do minus 14. You're saying? There you have it. There you.
Detroit, let's go.
All right, White Julio. Thank you for your service. I'll send you some dick pics on the side, and we can set up a date to get drinks and get loose and make some mistakes together.
Let's I love it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
You too.
There you have it. Two Chicago fans. One takes the Bears. One takes the Lions. And one saying take the Lions 14. Take them laying 14. That'll give you good odds in DraftKings there. Of course, this podcast sponsored by DraftKings. James R. $2. Super chats read immediately. Has Julio ever been to the hand job parlor? Now, is that Julio or White Julio? Because I was just on the... That was White Julio was on the phone. Julio is the guest last week. I want to say neither of them. They're both pretty... besides White Julio making out with me on this show for $100, they're both pretty straight-edge guys, so I'd be surprised. I still owe Deadpool a wishy-wash hand job. And I didn't forget. Maybe I'll get it for the holidays. Anywho, yes, I'm taking the Lions. -9.5. Shit, let's move on. Uh-oh, looks like it's time for another phone call. The Chargers go to Green Bay, where the 4-5 Chargers, the 3-6 Packers. Let's call our Chargers correspondent now, folks.
Your call has...
Oh, tried to call our Chargers correspondent, Mr. Gino Bisconti. He's probably in a stupor with his cat or getting mauled by his dumb cat or putting oil on his eyes or drying off his oily eyes, however it works. Anywho, the Chargers go to Green Bay. Let's not waste much time on this game. I know the Chargers are the same record as the Jets, so, and I know I talk about the Jets having a chance. The Chargers do, but we don't care about the Chargers here because who gives a fuck? Chargers going to the Packers. Chargers -2.5. Give me the Chargers here. As I said last week, I believed in the Packers too much early on, and it's just not there. Let's move on. Raiders going to Miami. Miami is laying 11.5. Raiders feeling good about themselves. Two wins with their new coach. They're in that honeymoon period where everybody loves the coach and they're playing well for him. So this could be actually more. And the Raiders at 5-5, another one of these AFC teams thinking they have some kind of shot at the playoffs. So they're going to play hard. Dolphins, of course, 6-3. I like the Dolphins here. So I'm going to take the Dolphins -11.5. I think Dolphins show up. Now, if the this game is interesting, though. If the Dolphins don't show up here, and the Dolphins not only don't cover, but the Dolphins lose this game, the Dolphins are all of a sudden 6-4. In the mix, the AFC East gets a lot tighter, which will be good for the Jets. When you look at Patriots are left the division eons ago. They're not even a factor. The Bills have been a middling team. All of a sudden, if the Dolphins figure out a way to lose this game, Raiders have been playing great on defense, and they have some... Josh Jacobs finally showed up last week, of course, against the Jets in the last couple of weeks, pounding the ball. Keep an eye on this one. It's a big spread. You know what? I'm changing it. I'm taking the Raiders. Fuck it. I talked myself out of it. I know I'll regret that later, but who gives a fuck? And I'm not saying the Dolphins lose. I'm saying if they do somehow lose this game, AFC East especially gets a lot more interesting. And the Dolphins, all of a sudden, a team you know we all put at, including myself, top of the league coming in with the Chiefs, Dolphins, Eagles, you know, in that ilk, all of a sudden will be 6-4. And, you know, they should still make the playoffs with the three wild cards, but... will certainly not be where we expect them to be. So, interesting game there, Raiders, Dolphins. That's one to keep an eye on. You want to talk about a not interesting game, folks? Well, here it is. It's the Giants at the Washington Redskins. Redskins laying 10.5. You want to say, could it really get worse for the Giants? The answer is yes. Give me the Commanders, whatever, -10.5. We're not going to waste any more time on that. the Giants, you know, as frustrating the season has been for, as a Jets fan, the Giants don't even deserve to be field an NFL team. And it's not DeVito. Like, I feel bad week after week for this DeVito kid. But by God, sorry for the Giants. Cowboys at the Panthers. The 6-3 Cowboys at the 1-8 Panthers. Cowboys are laying 10.5. Cowboys are rounding into form. Credit where credit is due. Put up nearly 700 yards against, I know, the lowly Giants. But they've been stringing together. The passing attack of the Cowboys, all of a sudden, very scary. Yeah, I don't think a 10.5 is enough. I called it, and I want to go back again. If you go back in past seasons, I called Zach Wilson sucking before we drafted him, that he would have no business in New York. And if you remember, I also called Bryce Young Bryce Young being an NFL dud. I have a theory that continues to hold true, besides a few exceptions. These big college program quarterbacks like the Bryce Youngs playing at Alabama, remember, he's also throwing to NFL players. A lot of the kids on these other teams, they're the best player on the team, and they're carrying the team. You get these Alabamas, the Georgia, yada, yada, yada guys, they're also playing with NFL players. Most college other players don't. So I think that played a part in how well he did in college for Bryce Young. He's been a dud so far. And listen, it's his first year. If he turns it around, it's not like all the ache on my face. But so far, it certainly looks like Stancil Stradamus once again. Oh, my God. Jesus, I'm sorry, folks. Don't show this to your wives, fellas, because... Or unless you're a swinger, show it to them. My God. Yeah, that said, so if you didn't figure out where I'm going, give me the Cowboys laying the 10.5 there. Cowboys rounding into form when they need to, making things more interesting there in the NFC. Titans at the Jags. Jags laying 6.5 at home. Yeah, I like the Jags. Jags had what? Sorry, again, there's no producer, nobody to help me. I'm doing this on my own. Let me just look up one thing here for the Jags. Yes, Jags got their dicks kicked in last week against the Niners. I forget who it was. Jags got a little taste, got put in their place last week by the Niners. I think that's an outlier. I think that's an exception, not the rule. I look the Jags to get back on track here. They're 6-3. Titans, one of the teams you can count out of the playoffs, one of the few teams who's just gone nowhere this year. I think their quarterback, Levis, I still don't know how to say his name, whatever. I think he's interesting. I think that gave him a little juice. I'm not saying this will be a blowout, but I do think the Jags cover 6.5. I think they'll win by a touchdown or more. Give me the Jags -6.5. Getting back on track. Cardinals going to Houston. Houston -5.5. Folks, if this isn't the lock of the week, I don't know what is. I don't know why that line isn't bigger. I guess because Kyler Murray came back last week and had a good game. But as I said at the top, CJ Stroud, forget about Rookie of the Year. That's all but locked up for him. He is starting another huge week, and he is right in the MVP conversation, if you can believe it. I love the Texans at home, -5.5, not even a touchdown. The Texans are 5-4, remember. They're all of a sudden thinking they are a wild card team, can make the playoffs. Absolutely love lock of the week. Lock it up. Stands with Stradamus. Texans -5.5. Take it to the bank. Rack me. Next game, Bucks at the Niners. Niners laying 10.5. I don't love the line here. As you know, I haven't been extremely high in the, not that they're bad team. I haven't seen greatness out of the Niners all year. That said, and Mike Evans, my God. Mike Evans, still in the league, still continue week after week, continues to just make these big plays and put up touchdowns. It's really unbelievable. yeah, that said, Niners win. I think Tampa Bay covers. I think it's just one of those games. Especially Niners coming off a huge blowout last week. They're at 6-3. I don't know. No, there's no rhyme or reason to it, folks. Just old Stancil's gut. Yeah, give me the Tampa Bay to cover. Niners to win, Tampa Bay to cover. All right. Sunday, here's my game. Jets at the Bills. Bills minus 6.5 at home. As I said, the Jets they really need to win both of these games. They play the Bills and the Dolphins on Friday. But they certainly, this is going to be the, I believe this is going to be the easier one for them to win if they're going to win one of them. I like the Jets. I'm taking the Jets and I'm taking the points. I think the Jets can win straight up here. The other way this could go, which is a fear, is this could be a game, and I hate to put it out there, but and I hope it doesn't happen. I don't foresee it happening, but this could be the game the Bills get back on track, shut everybody up. The Allen haters, the Diggs people who saying he wants out. A firm win here against the Jets shuts a lot of that up by the Bills. But I like to think the Jets aren't going to go quietly into the night. The Jets have had two back-to-back horrendous offensive games with their defense. I think they gave up one or two touchdowns the last, whatever, eight quarters. So again, if Breece Hall can make a play on his own, because obviously the O-line stinks too. I'm not putting it all on Zach Wilson. Give me the Jets with the points. I think at least they cover, if not win outright. Interesting game here. Seahawks at Rams. Rams get Stafford back this week. Rams are getting 2.5 at home. The 6-3 Seahawks, the 3-6 Rams. I haven't been high on the Seahawks all year. That said, they're only laying 2.5. I do think the Seahawks win. And I'm not going to waste too much more time on that because I don't have much more on that. And I'd be lying if I did. Hold on. James R. Super Chat. Super Chat's read at me. James R. Are you signing up for... I'm going to assume you needed to put up. Are you signing up for Rec League Lacrosse next year? Well, there's no rec league. There's just league. So, yes, this spring I played in the 30 and over league here in Fairfield County. Unbelievable. Shout out Playwright Pub, sponsored athlete. No big deal at all. So, yes, I probably will again. I'm in somehow, my God, folks, I'm in somehow better shape than I was at the beginning of the year, if you can believe it. So, yeah, I'm ready to go wreak havoc. I was the oldest person in my alumni game at the beginning of summer, and I was the best player on the field, never came off. Truly unbelievable what I'm doing out here, folks. So, yes, thank you, James R. I will. I'll play in anything. If you got a team, hit me up, folks. All right, the Sunday night game. At first glance, this looks like a bit of a dud of a game. We got the Vikings at the Broncos. But look a little harder. There's some things you could have take out of this. As I said, the Vikings at 6-4 with Josh Dobbs at quarterback. Jefferson gone. The injuries they've had, the turmoil they have, Cousins almost, all the hubbub of Cousins getting traded, Jefferson not happy, and then he gets injured. So Vikings, interesting team to watch, as well as, Broncos are 4-5, and Russell Wilson has looked like Russell Wilson the last 2 weeks. I'm going to take the Broncos here, laying 2.5 at home. I think a little of the Vikings magic runs out, and I think the Broncos... Listen, the Broncos do have the weapon. This is not smoke and mirrors. We know Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion, multiple time, all-star, pro bowler, as they say. And it looks like he's finally getting his mojo back, as the kids say. Broncos win this game, and then they're all of a sudden 5-5 and thinking they have a shot in the playoffs. So I know this isn't a sexy game for a Sunday night game, but it's not a total dud. Might be something worth it. I just gave you a few things to look at. Vikings 6-4, Broncos 4-5. I'm taking the Broncos -4.5. Now, the Monday night game, as I said earlier, the game of the year so far. We have the 8-1 Eagles, the 7-2 Chiefs. I want to say I saw that Taylor would be in the building for this one, folks. The brothers, the Swift bros playing each other, the Kelseys. Worlds colliding, folks, and you love to see it on a Monday night nationally televised game. Now, before I get to the game, you know what you're going to have to do on Monday, folks, don't you? Come on, you know what you're going to have to do. That's right. Again, your cranky grandmother, your cranky mother-in-law, she's getting older. You need, if she lives with you, commit her on Sunday. Lie to the doctors. Tell her she never knows where she is. Tell her she's fallen down. They'll never believe her because she's old. If she's 80 or above, lie to the doctor as much as you can. The point is, get her out of the house for Monday night. Get the in-laws out of the house. Get your mother-in-law. Commit her. Send her to a home. Throw away the fucking key. We don't need to visit her. Visit her once a year and pretend you still love her. Who cares? Your wife, if you can't tell her to make plans, then break her leg. Send her to the hospital. Make it look like an accident, of course. We don't want anyone going to jail. Make it sure she thinks it's an accident, too. Set up some kind of cockamamie scheme to break your wife's leg or arm in some way where she needs to be in the hospital overnight on Monday night. You can't be interrupted during this game. So, yes, hurt your wife in some way where she will be committed or sent out of the house. Maybe send her to, you know, have her sister look after her with the broken limbs as you sit down to enjoy the Chiefs and the Eagles. Kids in the picture? Oh, that's easy. Hit them with a belt. Send them to their room. Make something up. Just make something up. They're your kids. They wouldn't be alive if it weren't for you. Just lock them in your room. Do child abuse. Take their phones. Lock them in their room. Give me an early heads up. It's Friday. Go to the True Value. Go to your local Ace Hardware. Get one of those push-in latches and put it on the outside of the door. The outside of the door so you can lock them in their room. Folks, you're not going to want to be interrupted watching the Chiefs and the Eagles on Monday night. The Chiefs coming into the year, the class of the league. The Eagles coming into this game, the class of the league. Chiefs, as I said last week, still haven't found their number one wide receiver, but still winning games, and that's all that matters. Eagles, as we discussed, haven't had the hardest schedule. They've played some good teams. But as we discussed earlier, have a very tough next five games starting with the Chiefs. So we'll know a lot about the Eagles in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to learn a lot about both teams Monday night. Listen, Chiefs at home, laying 2.5, less than a field goal. I'm taking the Chiefs. And the Chiefs have a chance to make a statement here to all of us. If the Chiefs can make that, I'm not going to say, listen, I think this will be a close game. I think the Chiefs win. I think it'll be a good game. I'm hoping, for all of our sake, it's a good game. If it goes either way, I see this game going the way of the Chiefs. Chiefs have a great defense. Eagles have a good defense. It would be very interesting if the Chiefs put the Eagles on their head, as they say. The Eagles will then be 8-2. The Chiefs will be 8-2. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles have a very tough next four games. At 8-2, the Giants, if the Eagles lose, the Lions will also be 8-2 with a much easier end of the season schedule. So the NFC number one seed totally up in the air if the Eagles lose this game and the Lions win, especially with their upcoming schedules. I like the Chiefs. I like the AFC. I like football. I like sports. I like girls. I like Super Chess. Yay! Did I miss anything while I was talking nonsense? Let's see. Oh, Aaron, thank you. Aaron says, I'll be your Packers correspondent. Don't pick the Packers for the rest of the year. Well done, sir. Yes, sorry. Did I turn music off? Yes, good. Our music is off. The picks are over. Let's just catch up. Then we'll get the fuck out of here. I got to work at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club. Ooh, a little, I'm sure I'll touch on this on Ski Mask Collective tomorrow. We don't have the time yet. It'll be tomorrow afternoon. We do real shows here. You know, they're not, we love our super chats, but the show isn't super chats. And the show isn't watching clips. And the show isn't stream sniping. And, you know, we do real shows here. The last, some of the last people, at least in this part of the podcast world, doing real shows. Just guys, no guests, talking to each other, no stream sniping, no clip watching, no 50 people on the screen, no reading Super Chats, old show. We love our chats. We love our super. Anywho, you get my point. Ski Mask Collective will be live tomorrow afternoon at some point, live from the king size. Ski Mask got a great new getup. And, you know, we love talking about size. Kevin Brennan, a little scared, a little coward, not talking about size scares him. Why wouldn't you ask your doctor how big his hog is? I mean, that's the first thing I always ask when I go to my therapist. So, anywho, keep an eye out for that. Thank you to everybody who watched live. Thank you to our super chatters. Who else can we thank? Thank God. I like to thank God. Yeah, if anybody has a home in the tri-state, that's less than $2,000, I'd love to take it because, yeah, the economy sucks and I might, unalive myself. Anywho, thank you all. We'll see you next week for week 12. Go tell a friend at Samsville Gym on Twitter and Instagram. Fuck it. If you want to send me money, you watch as much at DaveD23 on Venmo. I know Rickosaurus gets it. Oh, Smokey, right at the end, my beautiful, beautiful baby. I miss you, Smokey. I almost hit you up last week in the DMs. Hit me up. Let me know how it's doing. I was about to been busy and about to kill myself and homeless. So, Smokey, hit me up. Love you all. Godspeed. Have a good weekend. Remember, count all the votes. Build the wall. And remember, sequester yourself from all family and loved ones Monday night for the game of the year, even if it means beating or committing your family members or ruining lifelong relationships. It'll all be worth it for the Chiefs and the Eagles on Monday night. Goodbye, folks. See you on Ski Mask Collective tomorrow.